Welcome back to the Loud Mouse Podcast. I'm your host, Wild Spartans, aka Brandon. I'm here with Diesel.
Ah.
And Quite.
No, he's not.
And special guest, Slimesicle, aka Charlie. How you doing, Charlie? You fucked up our clap sync. We'll never forgive you. Fuck you! Fuck.
Thanks for peeking the microphone, Charlie. Welcome back to Loud Mouse, where we're all about blowing out your eardrums and nothing else.
Hard limiter is gonna fucking cut your claps, bro. You're not gonna peek the mic.
Yeah, you're sorry, bro. You're about to get neutered by fucking technology. That audition that you were so proud of.
Too
guess
late.
What? It's gonna neuter
too late.
You.
I've already been neutered.
Okay.
I respect the bodily choice. Circumcision is a crime.
If we're doing a podcast with Charlie, it's definitely gonna be weird, Diesel. I'm just gonna put that out there.
All right, so circumcision.
I feel like the day we decided to start a podcast
Finally,
together, we
let's start with the light topics.
Guys, the reason he's
choosing
he's choosing this one because we're recycling it.
Okay, can we start with the light topics of shitting? Like, how many times a day do you guys shit, and then we'll compare it to Nick's.
As I am a physical hoodie, I have no asshole from which to poop from.
Okay, what about you, Charlie?
What do you do? How do you excrete?
I don't.
What?
Does it all just build
up? I'm literally a hoodie, piece of fabric.
Are you just a big old? Are you just a big old fucking shit cloth? That's
no, gross? There's no poop inside. There's no organs for which poop to go through.
That's nasty.
It just doesn't exist.
You have this. You got this fucking pooper on your podcast.
Okay, don't go at Diesel like that. That's cold.
Okay.
I'm innocent from the shits.
All right, guys.
Wait, sorry. I got off track of our serious question, which was, I believe, which hole do I shit from?
If you ain't shitting at your dick, I don't want to talk to you.
Oh, that's true. Well, sometimes, but only a little. What's the next one?
Have you guys seen that image, shitting dick nipples?
No, shut the fuck up.
I really don't want to see that.
I don't want to see that.
I think he's posting it regardless of.
I'm not going to send it if you don't want to see it, but it was
okay,
something I saw when I was in middle school. It's fucking disgusting.
Yes,
I'm going.
I want to see it. I want to see it.
Okay, I'll DM it to Diesel. I'm going to DM it to you so these fuckers don't
know. Put it in the group chat. Put it in the group chat.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because it's exactly what it sounds like. I saw this in middle school because one of my friends showed it to me. It's fucking horrifying.
Send it.
No, how
yeah, we're going up. We're going up.
Oh,
see,
there's a worse
the
version
call.
Too. It's there's
no,
a fucking
do not
kaiju.
Send
look
the
at
worst
it.
Version. We need okay. No. What the fuck?
He's got the infinity gauntlet.
What the hell? Holy shit! That barely
this
looks
is
like
worse
shit
than
anymore.
Before.
Yeah, I'm deleting both of those.
There's hair too. Oh god, there's hair.
Soylent will protect us.
Soylent to protect us.
It's the only image I have in my downloads now, so we're getting the Soylent in here.
Oh, you need a new computer now.
Yeah, it finally fucking worked.
Is it working smooth like you hoped it would?
Yes, when I use Premiere, it uses like 5% of my CPU.
God, that's like the most fucking alpha move I've ever heard.
Renders,
that's wacky.
Renders use like 40 to 50.
What do you have? Like,
Brandon like literally destroyed his wallet on this computer. He's broke now.
Threadripper 2990X or whatever the fuck it's called, a 2080 Ti.
I don't even know what
gigs
that
of RAM.
Is.
It's a 32 core 64 thread processor.
See, you just speak in a different language at this point. I'm sorry.
And then I have a 1 terabyte NVMe SSD and 2 4 terabyte Samsungs.
Samsung fridge? What?
Why do you need?
Samsung
you don't
fridge.
Need that.
No, I
you
don't.
You stuffed
don't
one inside your computer.
That.
Is that why
I don't
it's weighing 80
really
pounds?
No reason.
You're correct. I do not need that.
You got a space shuttle you're shooting like fucking next week?
This is my space shuttle, and it's
to be
also
fair,
really useful for
you
taxes.
Know, don't launch it. That shit was
you know, the computer
people.
That was on the spaceship that got launched in the 60s to the moon was like, this is that computer is thousands of times more powerful than it.
That was Brandon's old computer.
No, for real. Like, an Xbox is more powerful than the computer that was on that shit. Like, an Xbox 360.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's nuts.
Xboxes
fucking
are
plebs with their fucking
On a related
megabyte.
Note, the space and poop things. Did you know that they had to carry the poop back that they pooped in the spaceship?
I'm not surprised. Like,
I was wondering where you
like,
were going to take
you can't
that.
Exactly like put it in like an airlock or some shit. They didn't have
you
those.
They
didn't
want to shoot shit out into space.
Why?
Also, I like how we just
what if
didn't explain that weird picture that Quite put at
Is that
all?
What you guys do on this podcast?
It's, I said
time?
Shitting dick yeah. nipples. It's
no,
exactly
should,
what it sounds
we
like.
We should not explain that picture. I think, like, just merely talking about it is already risking the podcast
like,
being demonetized.
The name is literally what it is. Like,
we've only had one podcast episode demonetized. I don't want to get
Why did
anymore.
That one even get demonetized?
I don't know! It was confirmed by Manual Review, too!
Which one
like,
was it?
It was
they didn't
the one
watch
Axel.
The full hour. We both know they didn't watch the hour.
It was
hour.
The one with Axel. They're just like, yeah, this is bad. Axel.
That was
it.
The most wholesome episode we've had. What the fuck?
I know! Well, now Charlie's here. That streak's gonna get broken.
It's always the guest episodes. They ruin everything.
I'm so lost. Like, you guys just sound like nothing to me, and all I see in my eyes burn into them is the shitting dick nipples.
I'm so sorry. Right, I'm Charlie. So sorry, but the reaction was worth it.
Charlie, we've been like 7 minutes in the episode. Why don't you tell?
They keep
talking,
and my eyes.
Charlie, shut the fuck up. Charlie, I'm trying to give you a chance to explain
Brandon,
who you are.
There was hair,
Charlie,
there was hair.
We're losing them. We're losing them, boys.
They were coming out of her knees. I think. I remember,
she had like an elephant trunk that was a dick.
No,
nipples on it.
There are all yeah. sorts of creases and folds. Oh,
are you still looking at it? It's gone.
I deleted it, so he looked it up on his own if he is.
Skin. No, I didn't look it up. It's just
it's
like
there
when
forever.
You stare into the sun and you look away and it's still there. But with shitting dick at this point.
I've ruined him. I'm so sorry.
We're like almost 10 minutes in and Charlie still hasn't said okay. who he
content,
was.
Content, content.
Who are you? Charlie, just give the audience a little like explanation
who
of who you
well,
are, what you do.
I was a YouTuber, but after that I'm not so sure.
I'm not so sure I want to be alive.
Just like a quick fucking elevator pitch, basically.
Yeah. So people who don't all know right. you know.
Okay. Like there's any of those. well,
YouTuber you know. I'm Charlie.
I'm a famous social media influencer. I go by Slimesicle.
Okay, I'm leaving the call.
I create gaming content for a wide audience of over 700,000 subscribers, mm-hmm. which is like everyone. but no, and I make mostly gaming videos, and also I'm the corn guy.
Okay, corn guy. How'd you get your name?
Yeah, there we go. Huh. Oh, seriously?
Yeah, how'd you get the name Slimesicle? I've been curious too. Okay.
It was a very requested question. I also
it's a very it is it's also a very specific name.
It is. I've told this story a lot. I'm hoping that this will just be the last time, so it'll be out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right.
But okay. So my friends and I. No, listen. There's lore, dude. My friends and I were in middle school. Okay, how any good story starts, and. We were all very big fans of Tobuscus.
Right? How every
dude, all of us were, all of us were, all of us
middle
were.
Schooler,
only,
every
it
middle schooler.
Only gets better.
Oh, I can't
no,
wait.
Gym class, I'm pretty sure. I vividly remember singing his songs while doing push-ups in gym class to pump myself
okay,
up.
Okay, I wasn't that bad. I didn't sing Captain
no,
Sparkle's
was.
Revenge
so,
while doing push-ups.
So we were like...
Pussy. I mean Brandon, not you. I mean Brandon, not
so,
you.
So... No, I got you. Okay, so anyway, we decided we were gonna all get together and become fucking the next Tobuscus. So naturally, we named ourselves Team Buscus.
Yeah, okay? that's a very middle schooler thing to do.
We all sat together on the couch and we recorded our first episode, and it was really uncomfortable. And like every time it got too uncomfortable, one of us, the same guy each time, would punch the camera. Like that was the joke. It was bad. But then we realized after uploading our video and getting one view from me, we realized that this wasn't going to work. We needed to have our own sort of brand. We needed to have our own name. Team Buscus wasn't going to cut it. The Buscus bases were already covered, right? So we figured we needed a new suffix. And so we brainstormed a little and I was like, okay, how about Sickle? We can put everyone on a popsicle sticks and it'll be so quirky.
Quirky.
And we ran through it. It'll be so quirky. And I ran through it and my name's Charlie. So I was like, Charlie Sickle. Well, that sounds like fucking nothing.
Sounds like a cereal,
right?
Color, like a really bad one.
Did you say a cereal?
No, a bad cereal killer.
Oh,
Charlie Sickle.
Yeah.
He kills people with
me.
A scythe.
with it just but only once, and he wasn't great at it.
Not much of a serial killer if you only kill one person.
What? Let's get let's talk about this murder.
Okay. So after I killed that guy, we realized that it would probably be best if, since we were all playing Minecraft, we took Minecraft mobs and put them on popsicle sticks, right?
Ah.
So we had, yeah. And so I was a big fan of the slime, and then Slimesicle was born, and then I was so excited about it, when I wrote it out in YouTube, I spelled it wrong. It should be S-I-C-L-E, and it's C-I-C-L-E, and this haunts me every waking moment.
Dude.
It's not right.
Middle school decisions haunt all of us. Why do you think my name's Wild Spartans? As a C at the end. And why do you think Diesel is FPS at the start of his fucking name?
I hate
name?
It. I can't get rid of it.
Okay, you guys have some pretty convincing arguments.
The only person here that's a good one is Quite.
I'm just really cool.
Yeah, it's Quite. It's Quite.
Don't worry. I have my dirty laundry too. If you look at my channel URL, you'll.
Shall I go read it?
Right now.
I'm not, can you read it when you
please
see
don't
it?
Please don't read it. Please do not read it on the
hairy
podcast.
Dick nipples. What the hell?
That's better. That's better than what it is. Just please do it on your free time after the podcast.
Oh no, I'm doing it right
you
now.
You do realize everyone's just gonna go to your URL
that's fine. They can do that. I put it out there willingly, but I want them to do it themselves. I don't want you guys to do the work for them.
You don't want to be in the room when there's a presentation about it, basically.
It's not awesome.
No, I don't know.
What is it? Say it.
Not. Just type it in chats if
you
must.
No, you say it. You own it. Okay, no. I'll type it in chat. The Central Carnage.
Oh, thanks, prick. Brandon, let me edit this episode.
No!
You know it's out there for every, like, as long as you have eyes that can look kind of upwards towards the top of the monitor.
Do you think anybody reads the gray on white text all the time?
Yes.
Dude, maybe.
People God. Are a lot right, more curious.
What's,
than
what's
you
the
think.
Next? What's the next question here?
Have you always done gaming content, or was it something in between?
I'm looking through my videos. Hang on.
Like, generally speaking, have you ever made like the conscious decision, being like, I'm gonna stop doing gaming content for a bit and then do something else or something like that? Or
I started doing gaming. Slender episode one was a fucking banger. And
he's right.
Why is that funny?
Because we all did the same. Because we've all done it.
No, dude, but mine was different. And then I had a.
Did you put Gangnam Style in it?
I had a Minecraft. No, I didn't know how to do that. I had a Minecraft Let's Play going. But I'm pretty much all gaming. And occasionally, when I do get fatigued of it, I try to do something else. I try to switch it up. I try to have at least a good shit post every couple months. I mean, that's what Korn was. That's what tier list was. I made a tweet about furries, but for the most part, yeah, gaming content, just because, I don't know, that's what I have the most fun with, and honestly, at this point, it's what I'm the most comfortable making.
I mean, it's definitely impressive, given how, like, gaming content has, like, pretty much ceased to exist, at least from my point of view.
Yeah, the way...
Let's Plays have ceased to exist. I don't think gaming content itself has
yeah,
died.
The way it exists on the platform has shifted. Like, I think there will always be that niche for games, but, like, there's always going to be, like, a... new games that come about, and there's always going to be new formats that people like just kind of go towards.
I miss Let's Plays.
Yeah, I think part of the reason weren't Let's Plays so big just because of sort of like almost the abuse of watch time and how people just like to sit down and watch stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, basically.
So I guess at a point gaming died because Let's Plays did after that.
Yeah, I mean streaming kind of took its place because it's the same thing, just
very,
more interactive.
That's very, very true. Actually,
it's like in people who watch YouTube, they want less dead space or dead air, I guess. Like,
yeah,
or like,
I had
45 produced.
Seconds straight of laughing in my latest video and people got mad at me.
Yeah, you did. I watched it. I got to that goddamn part and I'm like, what the fuck? Why
really?
Is this
when
so
I was editing it, I thought it was fucking hilarious.
No,
I
thought it was
I went
funny.
My audition file, I was like, male long laugh, yes. Female long laugh, hell yeah. Pirate long laugh, fucking sure. Angry businessman scream, absolutely.
I got to that part and I was like, oh, this is funny. It's like, you know, prank. And then it's like, it kept going and going. And I'm just like, I'm like, does it never stop? Is the rest of this video just
that's
laughing?
The part where, that's the part he got concerned for your health at.
That was the prank, dude. Anyway.
It was still funny, just a bit long.
I'm glad you think so.
Okay, Kwai, you're up next.
Why corn?
Well, right off the bat, green beans weren't going to cut it.
What the fuck?
It's just such a different color from, like, what you're known for. Green. Light, bright green.
I mean, corn is mostly green until you peel back that sucker.
But the part, when I think of corn, I think of the edible
yourself.
Part.
Go shuck, dude.
You're thinking of the part that you rip the corn out of, the mother that you're separating it from the teat of. What? It's yellow. Corn you eat is yellow.
Yeah, that was a pretty gross way to explain
corn.
That corn
we were talking about shitting dick nipples early in the podcast. How is
you
this the line?
You brought that up, you fucking nasty!
How is this the line?
Oh my god. Oh, I see them again. Oh, please. I'm pretty sure there's black corn, there's red corn, there's blue corn.
There's definitely red corn.
Isn't it technically maize?
This black corn looks like a bunch of little bugs on like one thing.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well, now I need to see what black corn looks
like. Well, you need to refine your corn taste. Oh, it kind of does.
I was right. This
it's a little nasty.
Did you grow up in corn country?
This red corn looks like a used tampon. With
not even remotely. Everyone comments like Louisiana be like, or fucking like Indiana be like, and I'm like, I have no idea what this is funny to me. I don't know what Indiana is like at all. I guess it's
I don't know what Indiana is.
I mean, do we really know any of those states, like, besides me?
That's why they can get away with it.
Wyoming's a state. I forgot about that.
Y'all ever forget that Rhode Island exists?
I do.
Oh, wait, no, Family Guy. Family Guy. No, Family Guy keeps it alive.
Wait, Family Guy
Family
takes
Guy
place
in
Rhode
Island?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, well, two people didn't know
that
before.
I didn't know that. Like,
the spirit's alive and me and Diesel's tiny ass brains that only have brain cells enough to remember that single fact.
I'm gonna look up least known U.S. states.
Least known U.S. states.
No,
this
but
is important.
I made it as a
Delaware.
I was doing a project in class for multicam production where we had to put on like a live production, and so we had like a sitcom idea sort of thing. And there was at one point in the script when I thought it would be good to have an ad break, and so they just gave it to me and they were like, hey, make whatever you want. And I was like, I'm going to make a promotion for corn. And so I got I had the corn costume because I bought it for Hitman, my Hitman video. And then I forgot what I bought it for. And so I had a corn costume just sitting in like the corner of my room, collecting dust. And then I was like, this is a perfect opportunity to suit up. And then I was on a call with Carson. I was on a call with Carson, and I showed it to him, and he was like, "Public this right now." And then I did.
So that video was originally for like a school thing.
Yeah,
that's fucking hilarious.
Wow, a school project came to use. What the fuck?
A school project where you threatened to sacrifice someone's first newborn. Genius. That's amazing.
My school was that
chill. They can't hear the audio when they're watching it in the studio. So it was only afterwards when they found out what I fucking said.
Calm down and buy some.
And they were like, well, your grade's just been lowered.
Sacrifice your first newborn.
No, dude. I'm pretty sure it's
like
great.
It's catchy. It's catchy as hell. Just the scream at the end. I love it.
I've made some wild shit for classes.
I respect it.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I figure like it's an opportunity, right? So you might as well make something you can use as well.
Yep,
that's what I feel.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if I got assigned to like a video project though like that, I would be afraid to do anything like that because they'd be like, "Well, you were really offensive in this."
Dude, I try and take.
I mean,
shit
I guess
from my
if
papers.
You say something awful and offensive,
I mean,
well, in California, if I said sacrifice your newborn, I'd probably get fucking mauled.
It's college
by my
though, so it's probably different though, right?
Yeah, if I was in high school,
we got kids sacrificing
though.
Newborns all over the place here. It's crazy.
It's just part of the culture, really. You get used to it.
It really is. It's just a different place, man.
The college culture.
Listen, man, just because you don't sacrifice newborns where you're from doesn't mean you're allowed to tell us not to, okay, man? Like, chill.
People think the college life's about the parties. No, it's about sacrificing the newborns. All right.
You know, it really just used to be about the child sacrifice, and everybody's here trying to commercialize it.
commercialized child sacrifice.
Yeah, we got fucking Slimesicle using it in ads, but it used to be about the passion.
Oh my fucking god.
I'm a fan of his earlier work when he would just do it.
This is getting dangerously close to an actual politically charged, like, fucking...
I'm like sacrificing newborns to own the libtards.
Yeah. Can we go backwards, guys? Like... Okay, I got a new question. Charlie, what's your favorite shitpost account?
Yeah, wait, let me expand on this. Let me expand
on
this.
Wait, what's my favorite shitpost?
When I wrote this question, I had several things in mind. Like, wait, what was that for?
My Alexa went off and was like, someone's at the front door.
Okay.
No,
okay,
don't say anything.
Explain it, yeah.
My favorite shitpost, when I was going to ask you what are your favorite shitpost account, I wanted to like say, like, more than just like Twitter, like, are there any subreddits you browse specifically for memes to enlighten us to that aren't just the typical r/memes, r/dank memes, or like the accounts that everybody uses on Twitter, like the 3 million follower repost 2 months after it was popular ones.
So like hidden shitposts?
Any hidden shitpost accounts or niche ones that you think are underrated, or any just you think you really enjoy, even if it's not underrated?
Yes, but I've gone down a lot of rabbit holes. I'm gonna try and find the one that I went down. Hang on. It was an Ask Reddit thread about weird subreddits, and I just ended up on there for so long.
Yeah, that sounds like something I would do as well.
I'm gonna find it.
I found OK Buddy Retard an accident.
That's a shitpost account?
No, it's a subreddit.
I'm not surprised. Cursed Mayonnaise is now a subreddit.
I think Deep Into YouTube is wonderful.
There's two
cursed. I love
Deep Into YouTube's good.
Deep Into YouTube has weird shit on it.
I mean, you'd
expect some shit
it.
There's some shit that's just too much. Like 10th world problems and stuff.
What?
How do you, they do like 10th, like the word or like
oh,
the,
you don't know about, okay.
So oh, this already like, sounds bad. The name just processed my fucking head. This is not good.
There's like third world problems, right? And then there's first world problems, but then it keeps going. So there's fourth world problems. There's fifth world problems.
Seventh
and I do
world
believe
problems?
It goes all the way up to 10th world problems.
45th world problems!
Where like the posts are just a fucking series of like glitching numbers. And then...
Dude, 45th world problems. Hold up. 45th world problems was made fucking like over 7 years ago, and there's a recent post from a day ago on this subreddit. But every other what the fuck? Every other post is 45 days.
On 10th world problems.
Regular polygons.
Yeah, that's the one I'm looking at.
Enemy. I hate octagons. I
hate
octagons.
Hate octagons. I
hate
octagons.
I hate octagons. I hate octagons. I hate octagons. This one's just Morse code.
Fucking Chris.
Well, like, this doesn't even, like, it's not even the same fucking joke anymore. It's not like, oh, third world, first world problems. Like,
having
no, it's literally nothing. It's been so distorted into just fucking nonsense.
It's like, it's literally like the pinnacle, like, the, like, all of, like, memery just, like, coming to a fucking head, like, with the surrealism abstract shit. Like, having problems with my 5-gen quantum annihilation device version 1.29731588288.0. Hey, so I recently bought my 5-gen quantum annihilation device version, whatever the fuck, and I'm having problems
it's
with it.
So, good.
So bought it because my friend.
Wait,
recommended
oh,
it
wait,
to me.
I have one. I have an actual one. Shitty movie details is great.
Shitty movie details.
I love shitty movie details.
I think I've actually seen this in the popular section before.
No, I'm not saying it's super obscure, but like an example is like they
Did
play on how
chat?
Movie details always says like subtle nods. So they're like, okay, in Avengers Age of Ultron, Captain America attempts to choke Ultron. This is because he is from the 1930s and doesn't understand what a robot is.
I fucking love this. Oh, yeah, I've seen that one. Oh, what
John
a fucking
Wick 3
idiot.
In Parabellum, you can see the Fortnite character John Wick holding a firearm. This is a subtle nod to the video game Fortnite in which John Wick brandishes a firearm.
It's just all fucking horseshit.
No, this summer is good. This summer is good. I've seen it
Daenerys
before.
Daenerys' hair is very intricate, interconnected, and complicated at the start, but kind of falls apart at the end. This is a subtle nod to the writing.
In Avengers Infinity War 2018, Thanos calls Spider-Man insect, implying he doesn't know what spiders are arachnids. This is a subtle nod to him being an alien.
In Deadpool 2, we can clearly see Deadpool getting ripped, getting torn into pieces. This is a subtle nod to the fact that there's currently two Deadpool movies.
Oh my fucking god.
In the Sonic the Hedgehog movie trailer, you can see 22 coins instead of stars in the Paramount logo. This is a subtle nod to the fact that this movie will make 22 US dollars in the box office.
Good grief.
In the Harry Potter film series, the titles all include Harry Potter. This is a subtle nod to the name of Harry Potter, the main character of the series.
This is it, and this is it, and it's the movie It, and also then Michael Jackson's This Is It.
It's so good, dude.
Okay, I have a question for you, Charlie.
Yeah, go for it.
What does the G in G Fuel stand for? We were talking about this before the cast. I know.
We need to do it on cast.
There's two more people to interject.
Okay, this is going to be a long one.
Here's what I did. I went down all the words that had G in them. I just went down the list and I picked some good ones that I liked. See, gape fuel, that's horrifying. You don't know what that can mean.
Yeah, wait, what fuel?
Gape.
Gape? Oh, that's haunting. Haunting.
It is, isn't it, dude?
Come on, give us some more.
Stare into the abyss.
I'm looking for some good one. God fuel is a little intimidating.
God fuel.
God fuel.
Glue fuel. Fucking glue fuel, but it's just glue.
glue flavored G fuel. Could be something else. Oh, gluten free fuel. Is it gluten free?
No.
What the fuck is gluten-free? I feel like very select things are gluten-free.
It doesn't have the protein chain.
I feel like you have to try to be gluten-free.
Meat's typically gluten-free, right?
Meat, I think, is gluten-free.
Gosh!
Meat is gluten-free.
Potatoes.
Fuel!
Gosh, fuel.
Bread's not.
Gosh, fuel!
I like gout fuel. Gout fuel sounds good.
Fucking gout, that's disgusting.
Goat fuel!
Gath fuel. Gath fuel. What else?
There's a lot of words. We'll start
with G-string fuel.
I like
gay fuel.
G-force fuel. Oh, that's a bad one.
G-force fuel.
Just put the word force between fuel and G.
Yeah, but I was thinking like NVIDIA and like G-force.
Ooh, guzzler fuel.
Gagplank fuel? What the fuck is
what?
Gagplank? That's a word, apparently.
Wait, a gangplank or a gagplank?
Garbage fuel.
Gangplank a League of Legends character?
I'm not sure.
He definitely is. He's a pirate.
The letter
gassy fuel.
Yeah, a gangplank is the thing you walk on, I'm pretty sure. Like, into the pit of sharks or whatever. Or it's what you use to board.
Many G's. I don't
know. Oh, yeah, it's used as a temporary foot bridge between a ship and a dockside.
Genital fuel.
Pussy fuel.
Who needs Viagra when you have genital fuel?
G Fuel is never going to sponsor this podcast.
I mean, I wasn't expecting it to begin with, so like...
Guys, I'm drinking G Fuel right now, though. Please.
Oh, hell yeah, I got some gonorrhea fuel. Let me slurp it.
Okay. There I go.
Goof fuel.
Oh, my God.
I saw that! I didn't read it for a reason,
And that one sealed the deal. And that
I'm
one sealed
not
the deal.
I'm editing this episode, but I wish I was, so I could take that right out.
There will never be a code quite, sadly.
Should I take that out?
Yes.
Oh my god. Okay. What do you mean? Oh,
I'll
come on. It's very
it.
Clearly.
Because I want a code.
Can you bleep that out?
I'm just going to bleep it and no one's going to know what the fuck we said. They're going to assume
okay,
the worst.
Okay, but like, it really is funny. So the fact that like you're bleeping it out, I am offended.
Well, I asked three people here and they all agreed to take it out except for you.
Listen, it's not up to me, dude.
I made a joke about kicking babies in today's video. Like,
well, that's fine.
Well, that's your platform.
Make,
this is a shared platform.
We weren't in your video to tell you to not make a joke about kicking babies.
This is
not
a shared
worry.
Platform, Diesel. It's a place
is
of compromise.
That one's wrong.
Man, sometimes I just see a small child and I just want to punt them as far as I can.
You guys have made me edit this episode. this is like the first episode in like 12 episodes or something where someone has had to cut something out.
And I had to cut something the last one I edited.
It wasn't me. I didn't say it. Keep that in mind. It wasn't me, dude.
I know it wasn't you. I still blame you.
I would have said that anyway. Come on.
All right.
Something about Slimesicle just brings out the worst in me.
All right,
yeah,
Charlie.
What
about formatting dicks? How do you feel about that?
What
format
about
this
formatting
dick?
Dicks?
Yeah.
Oh,
Brandon
that's
just
good.
Stealing
that's
my
good.
Questions.
Let's do this bit again.
Hell yeah. Let's reuse jokes.
Oh, yeah.
So we're talking about formatting hard drives. I'm gonna name my hard drive "This Dick" and format it.
Except if he did, he'd lose all his data, so he's not gonna do it.
That's what you think. I have an external hard drive, bitch.
So what? You're gonna transfer everything over to the external hard drive, then rename it to D, and then bring it all back?
No, I'm just gonna format the external hard drive straight up.
So you're gonna format
it. He's gonna format it, and there's only gonna be a fucking kilobyte of space. It's gonna be worthless. Please don't.
I'll brick my personal property if
hey,
I want to.
That's
bitch,
a wiener
okay?
joke for you out there.
Get it, Charlie has a big wiener.
My penis is average sized.
That's good to know. I'm glad we found out.
What we're talking about dick heights.
Diesel, change the conversation right fucking now.
Diesel, I swear to God, if you ask me about dick size.
Oh my God. I mean, we talk about dicks a lot on this podcast.
Yeah, no, like this isn't
we're men.
Anything,
what
no.
else would we discuss?
I know. I saw him coming out of nipples and oh, fuck. It's coming back.
I guess you could say you didn't see that picture coming. Up top. There you go.
I actually didn't. All this saw was shit.
I was going to say, I didn't see it, and I really don't want to see it coming. It was bad enough the way it was.
What was coming out of it definitely was not, you know,
what you
icky,
think it
sticky,
is.
White stuff.
It was not mayonnaise. It was poop. It was Nutella.
Yeah, just Jesus Nutella. Christ.
All right. So, Charlie, you do gaming content, right? Are there any games you just fucking
content.
Hate?
That was a good question.
Repeat.
The next one.
Diesel.
Any games you fucking hate.
Any games I fucking hate?
Yes, like you can't stand playing them.
I don't make videos on the games that I hate, because I hate them.
For asking which ones you hate.
I know. I'm trying to stall because I don't remember.
Okay,
I don't have fun playing Overwatch anymore.
Oh, okay, man, this ties in really well to the second question.
Yeah, I do. Fortnite hurts me a little bit. I don't like when mobile games try to get me to sponsor them and then I play their game and it's not good.
Are you surprised by that?
I've had a good one.
I've seen a few good mobile games. Like, if I ever got approached, I'd have to like play it first, obviously.
Really? But... I download it every time and play it and decide whether or not.
Yeah, it'd have to be a good one.
If I got approached by a mobile game, I'd have to play the game first. It's like,
but generally speaking, they do not have a good reputation.
No, generally speaking, they're pretty ass.
Yeah, viewers also share that same opinion. So it's like, if you do a mobile game, no matter if it is good or not, it's like you have to face the wrath of your viewers not approving it.
I'm trying to think of another thing that, like, dude, I could never get into. I don't hate it, but I could never get into Terraria when all my friends did.
I couldn't get into Terraria either. It was all
weird. Everything was too small, and I didn't like it.
It feels too like vast as well.
Just reminded me of my hands, and I couldn't bear to look at it anymore.
It's like relearning all of the shit in Minecraft again, but like worse.
Yeah,
it's like playing MC for the first time, except they never played it.
Did they really add shit to Minecraft? It's been so long.
They've added so much to Minecraft, dude.
Yeah, but like actual
literal
shit.
They probably
did.
I don't fucking know.
It might be poop in Minecraft.
See, I think when I downloaded Optifine, there's these little rocks on the ground in Minecraft, or it was this texture pack. I'm not sure, but I thought the texture pack added like bird shit or whatever. I was like, what the fuck is this? But there were little rocks.
I want ray tracing Minecraft.
Oh, I played Darkest Dungeon one time and it made me really fucking angry, so now I never open it up again.
Why did it make you
That's
angry?
That's a good game.
What's it about?
Yeah, but it made me really upset. It's about, like, stress. That's what I remember. Stress.
It's about my college courses.
I'm trying to think if there's any games that I absolutely hated playing.
There's, like, none that I passionately hate so much that they, like, spring into my head. Do you know what I mean?
I have a go-to movie to say I did like I really disapproved of, which is fucking
What's
Aquaman
that?
At the moment.
Oh, Aquaman. I really didn't like Gravity because I thought Sandra Bullock was a fucking klutz. I got into a huge like 3-day long argument with my family of how I thought she was a fucking klutz because she could never grab onto anything, and that was like the plot point of every scene. And I was just like, dear God, just snag on to anything at this point. I don't care what it is.
That.
Just please grab onto something.
No, but with Aquaman, it wasn't like Aquaman wasn't like horrible, but like it had like so many cliches, it made me want to punch myself in the face multiple times.
I haven't seen it. Would you recommend it?
No.
Honestly, I would recommend it if you go in with the mindset that you're just gonna laugh at it because it's so fucking terrible.
And then there's like the water filter.
It's ridiculous. Like, okay, so some of the fight sequences are enjoyable, but like other than that, it's so ridiculously stupid and corny. It's fun. Like,
that's what I like to hear, because I watch B movies for the actual shits and love it.
Yeah, no, like if let's say you're in Europe where you can legally drink and you get some mates, just get smashed and watch that movie.
They don't really serve. Well, they do in some theaters in America, but
it'll be on Netflix by now or somewhere.
It should by be. Now. I mean, that movie should not have lasted a month in theaters, dude. Like, fuck.
It made $1 billion. Apparently, had some sort of market.
It made a lot of money.
It made $1 billion the same way Venom made $1 billion. China.
Venom wasn't as bad.
I've said this before, but like Venom's a fucking god awful movie. But if I don't love it, then I'd be lying.
I liked it.
I have pretty low standards.
It was enjoyable, but I didn't enjoy it for the reasons I think they wanted me to. But like I love Venom and Eddie Brock's like chemistry to the day I die, but the rest of the movie is trash. And I don't care because it was fun.
I wouldn't see it again.
I'd see it again. Just for shits and giggles. Wow. The same way I'd see Aquaman again.
I'd see it again. I didn't mind it. I would not see Aquaman again though. Like, I don't know. I didn't have that big of a problem.
Those movies are like on the same playing field for me of like why I like them.
I see, this is weird because I actually heard Aquaman was like not that bad.
I thought it was fucking, dude, I felt like leaving the theater like once or twice. It was bad in my opinion, but
I didn't see the end credit scene. That was real sad.
There was an end credit scene?
Yeah, I wanted to stay for it. You guys were like, no, let's go.
Well, like, it's Aquaman. Who gives
that
a shit?
That was the only movie that had an end credit scene that I didn't stay for. And I was fucking...
Just look it up on YouTube!
But I didn't... But, like, I'd stayed in the theater for every movie I'd watched in theaters.
You have to watch it.
And, like, I don't know. It was just, like, a personal thing. It's a streak, you know? It's like
I
Snapchat
mean, everyone
streak.
Else is like, this movie's shit. What are you waiting here for?
Credit scene, though.
Charlie, quick question. What do you think of Rage 2? Because I saw you playing it. I've heard really mixed things.
I love Skyrim.
Trying to get into it in its good moments so far. Like, okay, first of all, I think the driving, I don't know if I'm doing it wrong, but I can't stand it. I think it's awful.
I've heard people complain about driving a lot. Yeah,
I can't, like, take turns. I've flown off so many cliffs at this point. Like, I walked straight out of the tutorial, or I drove, I guess, and it was like, clear this checkpoint, and I was like, hell yeah, I hit that boost button, I launched straight over it on accident, and just, like, fucking landed in the middle of nowhere, and then I just ignored it for the rest of the time I've been playing. But, like, the combat, when you actually get the guns out, it's a good time.
Is it, like,
I don't
Doom
know how it'll
combat?
Translate. Yeah. I mean, it's made by the same people, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, it worked on it.
Oh, they did? Okay, I'll probably pick it up then, because I really like fucking Doom combat.
It's very similar.
I can't wait for Doom Eternal, dude.
I would say it's a little slower.
But, like,
I'm really excited for Doom Eternal,
right?
Man.
But it feels good. It feels
Is there
good
a release
the
date on
Doom
that game yet?
Doom Eternal? I'm pretty sure it's, like, November? Maybe?
Doom Eternal
Probably
release
fall
date.
Season.
I'm pretty sure it was confirmed.
This year, it says.
I know it's confirmed for this year. But it's gonna be
so
weird
to play. Doom was so good.
It was. I want Doom Eternal. Now has a grapple hook, so it's like 10 times better.
Shit.
Yay! Minecraft should add a grapple hook.
That'd be a really weird addition.
I don't, dude. Like, did you know they have like things that make you fly now?
String? Yeah, they do. It's like a glider.
Yeah. No, I'm like the elytras, dude. I've like been fucking around with this so much. There's like these.
You have to get them
in
the
maze.
End.
Yeah, we killed the Ender Dragon recently, but, like, we got the Elytras, and, like, we have these, like, canyons in the Mesa biome, and I feel so fucking cool just, like, gliding around that shit. It's better than creative mode, dude.
Works.
You, like...
It's high place, and you glide, and then it takes damage as you glide.
Yeah, you jump, and when you're falling, you hold the space, or you press the space bar, and you'll start gliding, and there's, like, a bunch of physics you can do with it. Like, if you have a bunch of momentum, you can go back up and shit, but, like, sharp turns take away momentum. It's basically
it
just gliding.
It wacky for Minecraft.
It fits really well, IMO.
It's like the plane mod. Like,
it
sounds wacky,
well,
but it controls well.
Yeah.
Like, it's not unpleasant to use.
It's super satisfying. Like, I've wasted the durability on it so much just because I like flying around too much.
Oh, do you have to... You need phantom membranes.
Yeah, to repair them.
Yeah, to repair
them. Yeah, I dove into the wiki a little, and we have fucking phantoms turned off on the SMP. That's upsetting.
Ah, that sucks. We just time set day.
Gliders.
Nice.
Yeah, but there's like one in every end city. Like, they're in an item frame. God, they added so much shit to the end as well.
They've added so much shit in general. Like, the last time I really, really played was when they added enchanting tables.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. So there's like so much stuff that I'm getting caught up with.
Honestly,
wait,
like before
the last
this...
time you played was enchantment tables. Actually,
I mean, like before this stint, like I've had for like in 2019, that was probably the last time I like truly was into the game. Like, because after that, like I just
went
on like
that's what I mean is like played regularly.
Yeah, like right now
wrong,
I'm playing
I
Minecraft
saw
regularly.
Occasionally when they had updates, but like I didn't.
Yeah, like yeah. I'd hop into a single player world to fuck around for a meme, but then I wouldn't stick with it. But like. Before this, I think I was around when I'd play it most consistently as well, which is ages ago. That was when the game was at first full release, wasn't it?
Dude, Minecraft is so good.
I agree.
Have you guys seen
genuinely
the
ages game?
Have you guys seen the game called my friend Pedro?
I thought you were gonna say my name Jeff.
No.
No,
my
I
friend Pedro. So it's like, it looks fucking cool. Sick. It comes out in June. Apparently, there's a release date now. I saw this on Twitter like months ago.
I want to make a video on this. I think.
Have you seen it before? Yeah, so your friend's a banana, I think, and then like I don't know exactly how it works, but
I'm not filled in on the lore, but it looks rad as hell.
There's good
I'm not filled in on the banana related lore.
There's gun physics that are good, so it's good.
It just looks super cool. You just flip around and shit and do wacky things.
Yeah, it looks like a really good like physics based game.
Dude, Dying Light 2, though?
I haven't seen any fucking gameplay, but I played Dying Light 1, and, like, if they make that game even better, like, it's gonna be fucking
Dying Light
great.
Makes me cum my pants, dude.
I need to finish Dying Light 1. I bought it so I could play with Nick and Axel, and I never did anything more with it.
I love all the zombie stuff, and I love parkour stuff, and
no, there's
they
no
smack
date
them together,
release.
And then it's so good.
There's no release date. No.
They're showing it at E3. I think they're giving it a release date at E3. That's like the game that
it's
I'm most
like next year.
About.
Y'all remember Dead Island 2 when that was announced and we never heard anything about it again?
Oh, yeah. I'm okay though, because Dying Light's just such a better formula.
For real?
It sucks.
Parkour be like.
Parkour be like. Yeah, but like unironically though.
No, Dying Light was really fucking good. I remember playing it. It was
yeah,
really
no, the system's really smooth when you get used to it.
Yeah, then you're like, why do I suck still? I still got cornered by stupid shit. So why does Overwatch suck?
Does Overwatch suck? I don't have strong feelings about it like a lot of people do. But it got to a point where I just wasn't having fun playing it. I felt like it didn't require any brain power. And like when I was making a video
didn't
on it,
require
I think
big
like
brain.
Like when I made Ash, I had fun with it because it was a new character. But the second I ran out of shit to fuck around with, I was like, okay, I'm just super bored right now.
I guess it's like one of those comp games like CS:GO, where the only reason to really play it is to be competitive.
I've never gotten into a game like that really before though. Too much.
I've gotten into competitive games like CS.
Yeah, I was into comp Smash for a while, like just watching it because I'm nowhere near good enough for it. But I've been playing Overwatch these last few days a little bit because it's been like, I think I've had it installed for like pretty close to half a year. And playing it again, coming back, like I'm enjoying it again, but I don't know how long that'll last.
Yeah,
I
mean,
know.
Yeah.
With I
like,
just can't, I can never say goodbye to Genji.
I guess
Smash is different weirdly. Like I'm fucking gross at Smash, but that's because like I grew up on it.
Like gross isn't good or gross isn't bad?
Gross isn't good.
Do you want to play?
Yeah.
I'll kick your asses, little Mac.
Do you want to fucking lose? No, I'm like, listen, if there's one thing I'm confident in, it is that I will destroy you in Super Smash Bros.
I think you could. Like, I'm fucking rusty as shit, and I wasn't fantastic to begin with, but I'd love to practice anyways.
Okay, anyway. There's a podcast, I forgot.
Wow, we can't just have conversations on the podcast. I mean,
that's what it's meant for.
No, dude, that's not allowed. That's not allowed.
No, but with comp stuff, like with CSGO, for example, I probably would have been still playing that game competitively if they didn't have like a massive D rank that's completely killing motivation to play. Like they had a massive D ranking for people to basically lower everyone's level. And then you had to build back up. And it made the higher levels rarer, but like it killed everyone's spirit who was just pushing up. So like for example, I used to be like Master Guardian 2, which was like in the middle of competitive. Then I got knocked down fucking like 5 ranks to Gold Nova. And like ranks take forever to build up. It's like 5 or 6 wins in a row to get a rank up. And that's hard.
See, I only ever placed like 3 times in Overwatch and it was for a meme. Like I never played comp. Because it's so stressful and kind of toxic sometimes.
I mean, all competitive games are fucking toxic. League's like one of the most notorious, but like they've like cracked down on that shit like crazy.
Yeah.
They're like, no, we can't say any bad words, and then like you get banned after the game or something like that. I don't know what words they have banned, but I've heard of they're super fucking strict.
Overwatch is very strict with like the banning and stuff.
Oh yeah, Blizzard
crazy with it.
Blizzard's very strict with that kind of shit, honestly.
I believe that.
All right, I have a question from Nick for you, Charlie. Is your belly button an innie or an outie?
It's an innie.
Okay, that was quick.
Thanks, Nick. All right. Yeah, I don't know if you were expecting some, like, lore.
I don't have a belly button.
What the fuck?
No, I was...
Guys, Brandon doesn't have a belly button?
Oh, no.
Okay. Has he never brought this up with you guys?
Is a belly button?
Charlie, shut the fuck up. Quite isn't a belly button.
I mean, it didn't come out of a placenta, or... Sorry, I fucking... I forgot. A womb. A womb. I wasn't fed by a placenta. I just kind of... happened,
I have another viewer question. What is your favorite... What is your favorite type of humor, and what is your favorite video that you've made?
I can answer the favorite video one pretty fast, I think. Favorite video I've ever made? I really, really, really like...
Corn.
I do. Actually, it's just okay. I really like my Hitman video, and I really like my Far Cry 5 video.
Which one's your favorite out of the two?
Shit.
That's mean.
Far Cry 5 video as an experience, because the Hitman video has an ad in it. But I think the Hitman video is like the most fun I've ever had making a video. So that's probably...
Was it sponsored by Hitman?
Dude, there's some fuck! Yeah, there's a sponsor in Hitman. I fucking put on his phone the... Hitman was getting a call, and then it was a call from fucking Langrisser Mobile.
That's good.
It was good. I don't know. I love this video. It's so fun. Hitman 2 was fantastic. Kind of humor?
Yeah.
Like
stupid, like, shit, dark shit, like
ironic
goofy shit, ironic.
I will say right now, I cannot stand edgy for the sake of being edgy humor. I think it's like
the punchline has to be more than just shock value.
I just think it's weak and dumb. Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of gaming content that just like relies on calling people retarded, and it doesn't do it for me. What kind of humor?
I mean, you like puns,
the clever,
a lot.
I like the clever stuff, but I also like... Yeah, I was going to say, wordplay is super cool, but I also just like really dumb shit. And if perfectly cut screams is a subgenre of humor, I'd love to say that.
That counts.
Yeah, that's a good subreddit and Twitter.
Also counts as shitpost account. Yep. I don't know why, but I love this video of a GTA mod where it's Charizard and Charmander kicking a cop car.
Now, I don't know what has to do with anything, but I'm going to watch it.
Because it's that kind of really stupid humor that, like, I thoroughly enjoy.
It's from...
Like, it's...
Yeah, see, like, this is fucking great. Hang on.
It's just Pokemon beating up the police. Like, I don't... It's Team Rocket.
It literally fucking is. That's all it is. It's just 6 seconds of Pokemon beating up the
police.
I know,
the music makes it so good, too.
It's just Team Rocket music.
Okay, I'm going to show you... I don't know how this is going to work for the podcast at all, but...
I don't edit videos in, so...
They won't hear it.
This video made me laugh for, like, a good hour.
Okay, since now it's, that you...
I genuinely can't watch it because I'll fucking lose it. Okay. I think this is so funny.
How long is it? 20 fucking
it's
not, seconds?
It's fine. Just watch the whole thing.
I mean, it's 20 seconds. That's a long time to stall while I'm watching a video.
Give commentary.
No, watch it. Watch it right now.
Deer squealing.
Okay, the deer's walking up.
It's going to scream really loud. I'm calling it now. Maybe.
Oh, baby. He just squeaks.
Oh, yeah, it
he
does.
Squeak.
It does. Okay, Charlie, since you sent it, now you have the honor of describing the video to the viewers.
It's so fucking...
Oh, no.
I've heard that sound clip a lot, like, in place of things. I've never seen an original video, though.
Okay. All right, so there's...
Okay, how is it that funny?
it's literally so good. Okay, it's... the deer walks up. The deer walks up. He goes, and then he goes,
it's. I think.
And then he goes. And then he goes.
I understand that one because like it's I understand that because there's certain videos that just make me laugh unnecessarily and like I can't stop like this one.
I'm literally
like,
laughing so hard I'm sweating.
This one shouldn't make me laugh as much as it does. Like it doesn't even need the setup of why do boys only like just the microphone.
How did we get to videos on a podcast? What
I don't
the
know. It's
fuck?
Just it's just microwaves be like beep. It just made me laugh for a minute straight on stream.
This is legit stupid.
It's retarded, but I love it.
Okay, Charlie, another viewer really question. Good. We have to attend to the viewers before the hour time limit comes up.
Is this
okay.
Like, I feel like I've just completely demolished this set.
No, you're okay.
Keep going.
You're okay, Charlie. It's okay. Yeah. It's, right, everyone right, makes right. mistakes.
I'm
how do you think of pun?
Beep!
Diesel, help me tame these children.
What did it say? What did it say?
How do you think of your pun?
That's what the deer does. Okay, what?
How old are you? You're like fucking. You're older than me.
No. Just shoot one more time, dude. I got it this time.
How do you think of your puns?
Yes. So, I was honestly sitting on whether or not I wanted to make a deer noise for 20 seconds. How do I think of my puns?
Yes.
If I have a clip of a game or anything, actually, it's kind of a problem. It's like I can just turn it on, and if I'm not thinking of anything else, and like someone's just saying words to me, I'll like hear something they say, and I'm like, oh, I want to do that. Like I want to that can like be used for something. Like quite literally at the very beginning of this podcast, I was like, that's quite a good name, and no one caught it.
No, we did, but we've heard that joke so many times, we didn't care.
No one caught it. No one
you don't
caught
understand.
It. I didn't hear anyone laugh. So I didn't hear anyone laugh, so no one caught it, though. And now I'm going to say it.
You are retracing footsteps that have been stepped in so many times, they literally go to China if you look down the other end.
I'm
that's how deep they are.
I'm going to step in you, dude.
Okay, different topic entirely. Hit me up after the cast. But unrelated.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
The quite puns are used all the time. You gotta work on it. You gotta be creative with it, you know? My name is literally a word spelled wrong. It's the same with Axel's name being a word spelled wrong, actually.
Yeah. It's really easy.
Yeah, no.
Think of a pun using the word cow. Go.
Cow?
Beef?
Okay. I pictured a holy cow coming from the sky, and it's bovine intervention.
You should be a rapper. Just
well, fucking did it. He really did it.
And then I look at the cow and I say, I have beef with you. And he says, wow, you're making a lot. You don't want to milk it.
Okay. This has not been an enlightening conversation, though. I said,
those are dairy bad.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
You put him on this.
And then I smile. And the cow says, aw, you're cheesing.
Last viewer question that involves cow.
Hang on.
What?
I'm not done. No. All right, never mind. Go.
What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Corn.
Oh, shit. Is that orange?
No, that doesn't sound good for anyone.
You don't have a go-to?
Dude, I really like... I get in chocolate moods. I go like chocolate, just like mega chocolate.
Really? Like chocolate chunk or something?
Like chocolate. Like, give me the chocolate with the brownies and, like, the chocolate, the dark chocolate in it.
I like chocolate, but I don't like chocolate being the center of it. Like, whole chocolate ice cream is not my thing, or, like, chocolate chip cookies that have, like, chocolate dough.
Now, is this ice cream by itself, or is it ice cream with something?
Like, any flavor. Like,
if I could pick any flavor... Yeah, dude, honestly, I go hard chocolate. But also, like, there's some Ben & Jerry's good stuff, like fish food and things that I'll do every once
fish,
in a while.
Fish, salmon, ice cream. Okay.
Yeah, it's, you know what? It's got salmon it. Ice cream, and I love it, and it's delicious. It's fish with a PH, like the band.
Fish.
Ben & Jerry's names a lot of flavors after pop culture phenomenons.
Okay. Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah,
thank it's got you. Like very a cool.
Do you want to talk about puns for the last 5 minutes or 6 minutes oh or four God. Minutes?
I'm sure we can find something better to talk right about.
We can do anything.
Let's talk about the color green. Where does it come from?
Me.
Me? Yeah, it. Actually, I made it.
I made it, prick. You can't steal that joke from me.
I literally made it. I literally made it.
Okay, fine. You can have light green. I created dark green. Fair, fair.
What about? What does the Cookie Monster eat besides cookies?
Pussy.
Cookies.
Okay, you could have said ass or pussy. It would have just been like
I was
the
gonna say
joke.
Ass, and you know what? I put it back in my mouth.
Put the ass back in
the
your
pussy?
Mouth. The
pussy. Yeah, I put the ass back in my mouth.
Listen, it might have been generic, but it's really good because I said it because I'm really cool.
You sound like Charlie.
Haha, yes.
I'm sorry. I'm really cool. Like this. Is...
Guys, I thought of a good one. He's quite cool.
Alright, get up. The fuck off my podcast.
Isn't that so funny? It's like a play on his name, which is also quite...
I get it. The joke was you explaining the joke. That's a good one.
I don't know if you're one of the worst guests we've had or one of the best. I can't tell.
I think he was one of the best up until now, and now he's just the worst hands down.
Dude, like, I don't know what to do. We're just padding for time, aren't we?
Yeah.
Ryan, you know what? I'm helping.
Do we need to hit an hour?
Charlie, you know what's your opinion? Down. What's your opinion on the deer making the noise?
He's so funny, guys. I love it when he makes the
oh
noise.
Oh my God. This is some serious
fun. Let me talk about let's have a conversation, a topic that I can actually expound on. So you guys see my profile picture? The fucking creeper in the minecart?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the most terrifying moment of my life. Let me recount this information to you. So I was on this little rail system my mate had made to go from another portal to their house. And a fucking creeper. Some dumbass left the cart in the middle of the thing so it gets stuck to my shit. And then as I'm going by, a creeper hops in it and it's about to explode in my fucking face now that I'm attached by the hip to a minecart to it. So I have to get out of it and I have to chase this fucking creeper who's going the other way now because he hit a block and he's gotten sent the opposite way he's supposed to go. And I killed him.
Okay. yeah, round of applause. For that
good
wonderful
job,
story.
Are we in an hour yet? I'm doing my best, guys.
No, we're on 2 minutes
from an
hour.
Fuck!
I didn't think we'd run out of questions, but we literally ran out
was that,
5 minutes.
Was that
minutes.
Actually all of them?
I mean, all the good
There's
questions.
Gotta be more than that.
I could go find some dumb
questions
shit.
And then, viewers don't ever ask any good questions.
It's like, oh, 300 replies. There must be some good ones. It's like, no.
There were good ones when I looked.
Y'all
don't give the viewers enough credit. They do
you,
ask
Charlie,
some good questions.
Why must your viewer? Why must your tweets be so awful?
There's some pretty bad ones. I can read one out if you aren't. If
just,
I imagine most people listening to this don't. Yeah, hang on.
Yeah, just read your tweet. Good one. Come on.
Man named Cringe does something nice. My bro, I heard Cringe did something nice. Me, bro, that's kind of cringe.
Yep, that was cringe.
the silence.
Somebody asked you who your biggest influences are content-wise.
Dude, Tobuscus, were you not there? Dude,
honestly, were you not listening?
No. Okay, biggest influences for content. Donkey was, but he isn't so much anymore. And I really like... Okay, Jerma's also very good.
Okay.
And I get in like moods where I'll see a particular way that someone does an edit or sort of like just a vibe of video and I want to try it out. Like I was watching a lot of Sugar Pine 7. Like I binged a ton of it and then I was like, this is cool. I wonder if I can like play off this editing technique they use a lot. So it really depends on like who I'm watching, but I try to spice it up, I guess.
Okay, then someone also asked, how many war crimes have you committed?
Oh, dude, Sugar Pine 7 was such a flash in the pan. Fucking Christ. Like, I remember, like, when it was under the name...
Them.
When it was under the name Steven
Sup... Like, they just came and went, you mean, or...?
I don't know, it was, like, Steven Suptic. Like, they were, like, the biggest thing while they were here, and, like, they were fucking making ways for, like, changing the vlogging game, and then they changed their name, and, like, you don't see them at all. Like, it was, like, fucking depressing, because they were putting out really good shit.
Well, they did, yeah, the whole alternative lifestyle thing was great. I didn't even finish the first season of it, but I had a great...
Did they stop? Because all I'm seeing now is the podcast.
I don't know what they do now. I never really even got to the point where I was, like, caught up with what they were currently doing. You asked me a question, I forgot what it was.
How many war crimes have you committed?
Oh, yeah, I can give you a number. I can't tell you what they were.
Okay.
7?
Fair.
Okay, 7. Can you tell us one, at least?
Hang on, I gotta take this call.
Can you...
8.
8. Oh.
Oh, and would you look at that, we're at an hour.
Diesel outro.
The lawyers say we're at an hour. All right, so this has been the Loudmouth Podcast. You can
this
find
has
us
been
over,
a war crime.
On This,
this
has
whole
been
podcast.
A war crime. You can find more of Warlord's video, Slimesicle's videos. Wow, that was really well done. Over on his YouTube channel, link down below. You can follow us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, Spotify, anywhere you can get a podcast. Follow us on Instagram at loudmouth_. And yeah, I think that's it, right, guys?
Yep, we're good.
Yep.
Bye, Charlie.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for coming on, man.
War crimes.